Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on our Sunday morning time of worship. And I'm going to do something. I'll probably forget some special people here. But when I was welcoming the 8 o'clock service, we had special guests from down south. Tim and Sue Greaser were here at 8 o'clock worship. And so they were walking in as we started. So we recognized them. So I thought I'd start by recognizing Ed and Diane Wyrick. Saw you were here for worship today in your normal custom seat. So Ben and Sue are not alone. So good to have you here. Up in the balcony, over on the back, we have Nisha Pimthong, who is one of our newest missionaries. We are supporting her. She is with InterVarsity out at the University of Iowa. And so welcome to you. And as special as those are, we have even one more special guest. January 30th, 1925, Wayne Spies was born. So if you calculate, he is 97 years of age today. So he and his children are here. So welcome. And since it's 97 and on the day, you're going to play Happy Birthday, I thought. We're talking about David and Solomon, and part of the work of the confirmands was to answer the question, do you know someone who is wise, who has wisdom? And Evie Roth said, my great-grandfather. So Wayne and his wisdom passed from generation to generation. So welcome to you all, and this is, believe it or not, the final Sunday of January. So one last time to support our January Mission of Month with its Church World Service cleanup kits. And we have been praying a couple of days for Sharon Von Dalen, but I got word yesterday that she came home yesterday afternoon from the hospital, and she's here this morning, so keep getting stronger. So good to have you here. And we can add to our prayers Larry Robinson. Larry and Carol live over in Wasion. Larry had a procedure to take care of some stones and had some complications, so was extended and had another procedure yesterday, but that treatment is going very well, and he had great relief the rest of the day. So continue to pray for them. And now we listen to our morning prelude as we focus our hearts and our minds in our worship of God. We read Psalm 130, which has some similar strains as what we will be reading from Habakkuk later in the service in the basis of last Sunday and this Sunday and next Sunday's sermon, where Habakkuk, as the prophet, was praying out to the Lord, and then he spent some time waiting for the Lord's response. So Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for gathering us together this morning. We thank you for helping us connect in to you, to your love and to your grace. Lord, we pray for your presence to be over us and within us as we worship this day, that our hearts and our minds would be free from the sin of the past, and that we would come before you to sing your praises and to glorify you in our daily walk of faith. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing the hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory. It is found on page number 292 in your red hymnals, if you so choose to follow along in the hymnals.
Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." So let us confess our sin as we pray together. God of all life, known to us through Jesus Christ, active among us through the empowering Spirit, we give thanks for your abundant and steadfast love. And trust ourselves to your love, we offer this prayer of confession. Forgive us when we do not plunge into the water of faithfulness, when we do not dare to go below the surface, when we remain timid waiters in the spiritual shallows. Forgive us when our focus is more on self-service than in sharing, when our desire for Christ diminishes. Forgive us when we regard the cross as decoration and consider its message as peripheral, when we back away from its beckonings toward costly discipleship. Gracious God, receive our prayer and grant us your gracious forgiveness as we strive to live our faith with the boldness and bravery of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the words of assurance from 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Praise be to God. Amen.
Let us sing our hymn of response. It is "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart." It is found on page number 515 in your red hymnals. We are only singing verse 1, just verse 1 of "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart." Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Habakkuk, beginning in the first chapter, reading from verse 12 through chapter 2, verse 1. O Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, we will not die. O Lord, you have appointed them to execute judgment. O rock, you have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? If you have made men like fish in the sea, like creatures that have no ruler, the wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet, and so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore, he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net, he lives in luxury and he enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Here ends the reading.
Now we're going to hear the junior choir sing by video.
Mm-hmm. This children's room is kind of cool. You guys are clapping when I come up. They don't do that for Pastor Eric. I'd like to have the children to come up, please. Moses was a baby at one time. Like last week. One of them that ends in Y, I'm not sure. All right, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
You liking this cold weather?
Yeah.
Really?
I want 60.
I want 60s right now, too. Do you know that my son, he lives in Florida, and Florida is supposed to be warm, right? This week, there was a day in the morning, there was a morning temperature in Florida that was colder than Alaska. Isn't that crazy? So I don't know if Alaska is now the new retirement center or, but, all right, we're going to get started. I'm going to do a little drill first, a little exercise, something a little fun, all right? And I'm going to volunteer somebody, Mr. Will. Mr. Will, you know what? Stand right there. I forgot something. Be 2 seconds. Yeah. I was all excited about having another round of applause. All right, Will. You're going to have to trust me. Okay? You going to trust me? What? All right. I need to come back here. Look out there. I'm going to blindfold you, okay? Can you see? Can you see? All right. You need to pay attention to what I'm telling you to do, okay? I promise everything will be all right. I need you to take 2 steps to your right. One more. Two. Now take 1 step forward. Take 2 steps back. Now take 2 steps to the left. One, two. Now you trust me, right? I want you to sit down now, real slow. All right. Now, did you know that chair was there? All right, we're gonna do something again. I want you to stand up. I'm gonna move the chair this time somewhere else. But what we're going to do, we're going to make it a little tougher. I'm going to ask all your friends right here. They're going to give you directions, and I want you guys just to yell 2 steps forward, 3 steps to the left, 3 steps to the right, okay? Just try to confuse them, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to listen to me, though, okay? They're going to be talking, but I want you to listen to me, all right? Start giving them directions. Tell them. No, you got to listen to me. Start yelling. Keep going. Can I get some help out here? Will, take 2 steps to the right. Will, take 2 steps to the right. Will, take 2 steps to the right. Will, take one more step to the right. Now sit down. Okay. That's all right. Was it tough? It was kind of tough listening to me with all this going on out here, right? I know.
But you went the wrong way.
Well, sometimes it's like that. Yeah. Yep. So, Will, it was kind of tough listening to my directions, right, when all this was going on. So what I want to talk about this morning is faith. Does everybody know what faith is? Faith is believing in something that you can't see, you can't touch, you can't sometimes hear, okay? So last week, Pastor Eric talked about this prophet in the Bible. His name is Habakkuk. It's kind of a strange name. And to kind of talk about what happened last week, Habakkuk's, the country he lived in, his people were not behaving very well, right? And Habakkuk prayed and asked God to help take care of his people, and God said, I'm going to send the Babylonians to take care of this problem. And Habakkuk goes, what are you talking about? Has your mom or dad ever said, what are you guys thinking? Well, that's kind of what Habakkuk was thinking to God. But Habakkuk had to remain patient, right? So have you guys ever prayed for anything? What are some of the things we can pray for?
People.
People that are sick, right? What else?
God.
We can pray and thank God, right? What else? And you can pray to Jesus. And someday you're going to have a test at school. You might want to pray for a test. So sometimes, though, when you pray, pray for your family. Yep. Sometimes when you pray, you don't get an answer right away, right? Sometimes you pray for somebody that's not feeling good, and you say, God, I want my grandma to start feeling better. And maybe she doesn't feel good right away, but maybe later on she will. Or sometimes you pray for somebody that's hurt, and they don't start feeling better right away, but eventually they do, and sometimes they don't, right? We have to learn to be faithful that God is not going to listen to our prayers, because as soon as we pray for that, he answers it right away. So when he answers that, sometimes we have to focus, right, on God and not everything around us. And that's what Habakkuk had to do. He had to listen to God for his answer, right? Because he wasn't getting it when he wanted it. So sometimes when you pray, you just got to listen, okay? So let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the prayers that you've blessed us with. Times we ask you to be with us, and we know that you're always there, and we thank you for that. Thank you for allowing us to wrestle with you now and then when we need a better understanding of why our prayers seem not to be answered. Help us understand that you have answered us and that it's going to take some time for those prayers to be answered. I ask all my friends up here to be safe this week and bring us all back next week. Amen.